All right, everybody, FA Podcast. Thanks for joining. Big shout outs to everybody that helps the podcast go and everything else go on the FA side, whether it be Federal Ammunition, the guys at Roger Sporting Goods, my folks at Leupold, and shout out to Tyler up at Saskoose Company up in Saskatchewan as we head there every year. I think we're going to be talking to him soon too, just as a wrap up or whatever. But tonight we got the guys from the Blind Chatter podcast. So now I'm in control and you guys aren't in control. So there's Tanner and Jeb. Jeb, obviously, if you haven't seen the YouTube video, he is a waterfowl. What did it say? A waterfowl expert, it said.
Right,
That's
right.
pretty that's a pretty big title there, bud.
Yeah, it cost me a pretty good chunk of change to get that put on there. Yeah. That was a prearranged statement.
Yeah, we take all kind of bribes to put stuff up there. And then we
That's
could
right.
also take bribes from other guys if you want something like to override it. Like if you
Yeah.
wanted it to say something worse, like Tanner could slide in some stuff and be like, "Oh yeah, I want it to say like Quinkie Eater or whatever." Yeah. Oh
It's
yeah, for
coming.
sure.
It's coming. It's coming. I bet.
I got a Christmas bonus coming down the pike, so I'm not afraid to Here we go. Here we
shed some
go.
light on that.
Oh, I love it. So, FA Podcast. So, we're actually going to talk about like out here in the Northwest, what's going on, what we've been seeing, and just touch on a couple things, and whatever else you guys want to talk about. But I guess want to talk like Jeb finally is done deer hunting and elk hunting and whatever else you chase. So, how many deer and elk did you guys get this year in camp?
Well, as a hall man, as a group, let's see, Tanner and his wife both got bucks out at the lease.
Oh,
I
nice.
got a buck out there. Steve got a buck out there. Blacktails, those are all blacktails out on our
Yeah.
lease that we have here.
Yeah.
And then we had five elk tags for second season, and we got five elk in 4 days. So it was a That was a little bit of work.
Yeah. Well,
So,
yeah, that's all at once, and that's like madness right there. Holy
yeah, it
crap.
was. We got one on Saturday, and then we got two on Sunday, which we had a kid kill his first. And I say kid, he's 20 years old, but he killed his first elk, so it's
Not sure.
pretty awesome.
That's cool.
And then we got two on Sunday, one on Monday. And then one on Tuesday, which was another 18-year-old kid that got his first elk. So
That's cool.
everybody was
That's
pretty
awesome.
stoked. It was a lot of work, had
Yeah.
them young kids
Well,
packing
sure.
meat. We worked. I think I would say the closest one was probably I would say 3 miles, 2.5, 3 miles from the road was closest one. We did have 11 guys over there.
That's a lot.
So
That's a
yeah,
lot.
so when we killed the two elk at once out of the same herd, I made a phone call. They had to drive around about 30 miles and get to us on the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's crazy.
Hey.
Think about
Hey.
it. But we were about 2.5, 3 miles from camp and about 3 miles out the opposite way, which was all downhill, so we decided for the guys to drive around on the in side by sides to come to the bottom, walk in empty, and then walk out loaded downhill. So
For
we
sure.
got it all out in one trip.
Oh, well,
So
there you go.
you
Well,
know
that's
we
killer.
shot them about 11 o'clock in the morning, and we had them out by dark, and so that wasn't too bad. But
No.
and then so and then Carl Eckold and I we drew our they're whitetail tags for over Northeast Oregon,
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
and yeah, and it's a so it was a muzzleloader slash archery tag,
Right.
and Carl and I went up on that. We had some unfortunate Carl had an unfortunate thing happen before we went. He ended up His wife's grandfather passed away, which he was real close to, so
Gotcha.
we ended up cutting our hunt. We had to cut our hunt a little short what we had anticipated. So I killed a buck open the morning. But I
Nice.
should have had a really nice buck open the morning, but my black powder didn't go off.
Oh, yeah, that's the struggle, right? Like
Yeah.
that's
Well,
the fun part, right?
the crazy part
Oh,
was it
that's
wasn't
nuts.
even raining. I mean, I'd walk about a mile and a half in, and here come this deer walking out. By God, it's a buck. And I pull up to shoot and click. I mean, my percussion cap went off, but the gun didn't go off. And then I reloaded it, got another cap out, put a cap on it, snuck up there where he went into the brush, found him in the brush, didn't go off again.
Oh,
And so
oh my God.
I ended up clearing my gun, clearing the breech. I took the breech plug out, cleared my gun of the bullet, the powder that was in there in the middle of the road in the mountains, and cleaned everything out and fired a cap through it and got everything cleared out and reloaded it. And anyways, and I met up with Carl and I told him I'm going back to the pickup. I'm going to shoot my gun. And I walked back to the pickup and I got about 300 yards from the pickup. And there's a little buck standing alongside the road. And I was like, I don't even know. And mind you, it's been 3 hours since I've cleaned it and it's been raining the whole time now. Pouring rain. I mean, we're talking Willamette Valley Coast Range pouring rain up there.
Right, real
And
rain.
I thought to myself, there ain't no way this gun's going off. After, I mean, as finicky as it was earlier, first muzzleloader hunt, first time I've ever pulled the trigger on a muzzleloader on an animal, doesn't go off. And so I thought, no way it's going to go off if it's that finicky. And this buck was standing there looking at me, and I put it on his chest and torched it, and it, by God, it went off that time. So, I mean, I'd have liked to probably would have held out, but with our circumstances we had going on,
Yeah, just
is
cut
what it
it
is,
and go.
man. You know, I wanted to be back for the service also, and so yeah, it is what it is. So yeah, so we did. So I guess we killed five deer and five elk, and in our group, and
That's cool.
I mean, some of the other guys around here that we elk hunt with got deer also. Yeah, so we've a lot of miles between, well, in the last month I drove almost 6,000 miles.
Yeah, we're
So
gonna talk about that. That's insane. I did want to share like a muzzleloader story. Like when I was in, I was almost done with high school, and one of our friends who was older, and he would hunt with my brother. We would go with him as well. He finally got, now this was Pennsylvania, late season muzzleloader. So it's like February, right? It's super cold. It's like, the highs are like in the teens, and it's the first time he's gonna go muzzleloader hunting. And so my parents owned a little grocery store, like a little corner market. So he would come in like every day. And this went on, I shit you not, this went on for 13 days in a row. He missed a deer because it would go off, the powder would go, the smoke would go, and he wouldn't stay on the gun. Like it was like old school like that, like couldn't figure out like to stay on the gun, like whatever. So yeah, he missed 13 deer, 13 days in a row, finally shot a doe on the 14th day, and we like threw a party. It was just like comedy, like just the funniest, just the dumbest shit, like just like that's muzzleloader. Like I've never done it. Like he never did it until then. And I was like, and I'm thinking to myself, and I'm young at the time, I'm thinking to myself, how can he not figure it out?
right. That is an eerie feeling, though, when you pull the trigger and it goes
Right.
off and
Right.
you can't see nothing.
It's
That's what
like
I'm saying.
the
It's like the
I don't
equivalent of
know it.
like
Shooting a dud shotgun shell.
Right.
You're
Yeah.
like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
You just like
Yeah.
eject it really quick and then just kind of like
Right. Or
recoup.
what? And you're figuring out like what just happened because you don't get instant, right? It doesn't go off instantly like everything else we're used to. Right.
So
Right. Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
I'm actually kind of hooked on it. I kind of like that muzzleloader hunting.
That's cool.
I like it. I mean, I would never say rifle hunting's easy.
Sure.
I don't know if that's the word I would say. It's easy, but I mean, with these rifles and stuff we
Easier,
got,
right? You could
I
say
mean,
easier, right? And it depends on how proficient you are with the rifle and you're
correct,
stalking and
right.
scouting and hiking and all that. Everything's relative to who you are, right?
Right. And
So,
that muzzleloader, I was shooting 100. I could hit a paper plate majority of the time. What I did find out about my muzzleloaders, it likes to be clean. It doesn't like three shots. You got
wow.
to clean it and start all over.
Well, that ain't no duck hunter's muzzleloader.
No. So anyways, I mean, I could hit a paper plate at 100 yards. Once in a while I wouldn't hit it, every so often. Whether I'd pull it or the bullet or the gun and throw it, I don't know. But anyways, but I tell you what, I mean, that adds a whole other dimension to, having to get within 100 yards.
For sure. For sure. You
And
need
one thing
that.
we
Go ahead.
so one thing we found out about those whitetails is they didn't care about a side by side or a vehicle. But boy, the minute you got on foot, they were wily.
Yeah. As soon as you stopped and got out, probably. And
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we didn't. We wouldn't even hunt them on. So we scouted the area in the side by side, and you drive right up there, and they just stand there and look at you, and you're like, "Well," and it was a one deer tag, so it's like, "Well, killing a doe is
That's
going to
wild.
be, easy." And I thought to myself, "Man, we're gonna drive through this area, and say, I mean, this isn't even going to be challenging." And let me tell you what, them boogers were blowing out of there, and I mean,
Yeah,
they
as soon
were,
as you.
some of those deer were blown out a couple hundred, 200, 300 yards ahead of you, and you hadn't even seen it. The only way you would see the stupid things is their white flag bouncing through the trees as they run
Well, for
off.
sure, but buddy, I'm from Pennsylvania. You don't have to tell me about whitetails. Like, I've seen them my whole life. I don't, we've seen more on the road there than anybody in this state has even seen deer. You know what I mean? We've seen more dead on the road over there. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a man, you got, and so Carl and I were like, neither one of us wanted to shoot a deer that way. So
Right. Oh, for
we'd
sure.
pull into the area we wanted to hunt. We just park the pickup, take off walking. And anyways, then we had a couple times we had guys drive through where we were hunting, which is, I mean, that's just part of the game.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of houses back in there. This area we were hunting,
It's
we
crazy.
were hunting a toll gate. You know where that's at?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it's a big snowmobile town up on top of the mountain, the Blue Mountains up there.
Crazy.
Anyways, and so there's all kinds of like vacation homes and stuff. I shouldn't say. I said there wasn't very many of them. There was more than I expected. Let's put it
Right.
that
Well,
way.
sure.
There
Well,
was
you're
one
thinking some
here, one
desolate.
there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we
And
need
that's
to get an
why.
Airbnb over there and then get the tags.
Right. That's why it's a muzzle loader and an archery tag.
Yeah, I get it. I get
Yeah,
it.
and so it's
Oh
kind of
my
like the
God.
shotgun seasons in the Midwest or back east,
For sure.
but anyways, yeah, it was a fun tag. I mean, I never want to go back and do it again, but
Yeah.
it was 13 years to get the tag. So
Might as well
anyways,
do it. Sure.
it was a good time. So
Yeah.
we'll play again. But
You gotta try over there.
Tanner got a pretty nice blacktail though.
You did?
She's a beaut,
Nice.
Clark.
Yeah.
She's a beaut, Clark.
I mean, it's not a bad one. It's a little 4x3. I mean, relatively speaking, for effort, and I mean, it's not like I backpacked in and, hoofed
Yeah,
it
but
around the
listen.
woods for a while.
Yeah, but killing a decent blacktail doesn't matter where you are. Like, people don't understand. Like, it's not a white-tailed deer. Like, it doesn't come and eat out of your bird feeder. Like, they go, like everybody's like, hey, I want to see one. And I'm like, okay, I'll take you to the farm. We'll go at like 10 o'clock tonight. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, if you want to see him, you can see him with the spotlight. You know what I mean? Because once they figure out somebody's chasing them, like, it's on. So.
Well, I should have killed the. We got that property up then. There was one really nice 3 point up there, and I should have killed him opening morning or opening evening. I'm sorry. And I had my weather app open to Summer Lake, which the yeah, shut up, Tanner. Which the shooting times are different in Summer Lake,
For
6 hours
sure.
away than they are at
Yeah.
home.
Yeah.
And so I pulled it up and I said, oh, 30 minutes after shoot light, I mean, I'm out of shoot time. And so I'm walking out and here's this buck standing there looking at me.
Was
And
that the
I'm
same
like,
night Jess killed hers?
I don't remember. Could have been. I don't remember. And
Yeah.
anyways, I thought, I mean, I could see his antlers. I mean, I could do it with my naked eye. I mean, and I'm like, I should shoot it. And my buddy Dave's with me and he goes, man, it's after shooting time. Like, you'll get another opportunity at him. And I
Yeah.
thought, all right. So I didn't pull a trigger. So the next night I was out there in the blind and I look at my phone I'm thinking, man, this is, I cannot believe how light it is. This is insane.
Something's up.
So I pulled my phone out and I get to look and I look and I'm like, oh, well, there's 8 minutes difference in shooting time between Summer Lake and here. I still had 5 minutes to shoot that deer last night.
Oh my God.
We
Yeah.
never seen that deer in the daylight again.
Yeah.
I don't
He
think
was
we've
done
still, I don't think we've seen him still. There's
since.
still
So
cameras
I
up.
have seen he, I have seen pictures of him
Right.
in the daylight when we're not up
Right.
there,
Right.
but maybe 5 in 2 months.
Oh my God.
Even during the rut, Mario,
He's
you know.
he just he knows like somebody's after him. He knows.
Yeah,
Yeah. Hey,
so
listen, it could
they're
be it could be you could be have shoot time in spring bear when we're up in Saskatchewan. Listen to this. It was shoot time was over at 10 after 10 night.
That's
Was still
absurd.
light out. It didn't get
It's
dark until about 10:30. It's the most insane thing in the world. Like, because that's
so
like when we've done spring snows up there, guys will be like, I want to go up and do spring snows with you. And I go, no, you don't. Well, what do you mean? Well, shoot time's over when we're up for that at like 9 something. And then shoot time starts at like 4:30 or 5 or something like that. So literally you can catch a nap if you're trying to burn, like if you trying to afternoon hunt and morning hunt, like forget it. Like absolutely you want to kill yourself. So not. And you know, it's not like you're putting out 5 dozen decoys, right?
Yeah, I get it. I even down in North Dakota, the struggle's real. I mean, you're just like at some point you're like, you know what? We're just gonna hunt here in the morning because I don't want to pick everything up and I actually want to get to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
You
Like
know,
I get it.
because
I get
you
it.
like even there, shoot time's over at 7.
Yeah.
A couple hours to pick up,
Oh,
get out
for
back,
sure.
you eat some dinner,
Yeah.
get a
And then
shower, get
whatever
to
you got to
bed.
get ready. That's right.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, it's a
Brutal. Brutal.
everybody thinks they want to chase a snow goose, but
Well, guys here in the valley, we'll talk about how the season's going here right now. But guys in the valley are always saying, and that's here in the permit zone here on the I-5 corridor in Oregon. Guys are always going, oh man, I wish we'd get the snows, man. We would just tear them up. And I'm like, no, no. First of all,
these no.
you would not tear them up. That's number one, right? You'd have like one out of every 30 days you'd get them, right? You think you'd get them, right? Because there's no way if they moved in here in mass, first of all, they'd push every dark goose out, right? They'd even push the cacklers out. And or the cacklers would join with them. Like then you'd have a mixed spread. And it's like, how many carts of decoys do you think you would need to push in to even make it close, right? And if you're telling me like, oh, we're gonna go like all rags, I'm like, okay, but then you gotta have wind. And then you got rain and wind. And then it's like, then you're going to tell me you're going to lay in the winter wheat, in the mud, in the whites. Like, man, I just go, I don't want that. I don't want that here. Like,
I've said that for years, even before I was a snow goose hunter, as a farmer, no
yeah.
thanks.
Oh, well, as a farmer, you'd be like, just think of the guys, just think of all the grass farmers up and down the corridor. I mean, they think the cacklers are robbing them right now in the lessers. Like, holy crap. Like, you think that's bad. Like, you just put some snows down here. And if they come, they're not, it's not going to be, 5, 10, 15,000. Like, they come, it's coming.
Yeah, they
So,
started 100,000, right?
yeah. And then it just gets worse from there. So, and then, like I said, and then I think they'd push everything else out. You know what I mean? I think they'd even push ducks out of the refuge systems. They'd push geese out. Like they'd push a lot out because they need a lot of
Wait,
room.
they'll push
Yeah.
the ducks out of the refuge?
I think they'd push a lot out.
We
Because if
might be
they,
onto something.
it, yeah,
well,
I
I'm
was gonna
saying they'd
say, hold
push them
on a
out and
second.
they'd
I like
go.
that idea.
They'd go.
It,
I
no,
think
I
they'd
understand what
go.
you're
Yeah.
saying. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I've always seen them just like they get in those mobs and it's like nothing wants to be near them. You know what I mean? Like they just start stretching out and it just gets I don't know.
Well,
It's nuts.
I tell everybody I swear to God, them white geese are scared of their own shadow. I mean, they're so, I mean, God dang, them things. And I get it. You're probably hunting them at the toughest point of their life span coming up back through the Dakotas on the, in the
Sure.
spring. But
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough, but I don't
Yeah.
want them. You could keep them,
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll agree with you there. Tanner, what? So, okay, you shot a buck. So, what else? You just been trying to chase birds right now? Like, it's just kind of kicking off. Like, the weather's been really mild. Like, we should be into some storms right now.
The
And
weather is ass. It is
it
complete
is,
cheeks.
right?
Not good.
Like, I'm looking at, like, it always said, like, well, it says for the next 10, 12 days, it says rain.
What
And
they've been telling us there's rain coming, and then
yeah.
it gets to be like Wednesday, Thursday, and then you look again and it's backed off. The wind's died down. The rain's been pushed off for another 6 days,
No, and that's
and you've
not no.
created this cycle of just nothing.
Well,
So.
and that's not normal for us, because, like, because listen, we always talk about this stuff no matter who I have on, and it's like, some places, every place has their like perfect weather condition. Here it's rainy, windy, right? You go to Arkansas and they want sunny, cold. You go to California, they want windy. They don't care what it's doing. It just needs to be windy to get everything moving. They prefer sun, you know what I mean? Or you talk about whatever, like Colorado, the guys want whatever. Like every place wants something different. So yeah, we plus our water levels aren't up yet. You know what I mean? Like we're not flooded out, nothing's blown in yet, as far as like the sheet water is pretty minimal right now, which we rely a lot on sheet water. So yeah, I hate saying I want it to come, but it
I
really needs
mean,
to come.
this is like the driest year that I can remember in like a long time. I mean, it's
Yeah.
December 1st
Yeah.
and I haven't even, I mean, I've seen like a little bit of sheet water, but nothing
Yeah.
that, I mean,
Yeah.
the spots that we've hunted in the past, the spots I've hunted in the past, I mean,
Nothing.
there's not even a puddle out there.
No.
There's some birds here. It's just,
There are some birds here, yes. They're
it's
stale
very,
by me. They're
very
stale right now
stale.
by me. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I mean, they've also probably been here since the start,
Right.
to be honest.
Yeah. They're, I mean, I think talking to the guys around the refuges and stuff, you're in the same predicament.
Yeah.
Really stale. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just like, we just getting started for me. I mean, I normally take pretty much November off for big game.
Yeah.
We went to, Steve and I and Dave went to North Dakota for a couple weeks or 10 days. And
Yeah.
that was a great trip. Shot. I mean, we did miss it by about, I mean, I don't know. They say we missed it by about, 4 or 5 days, but like a big migration. But I mean, we had an epic time, and I mean, we shot limits of mallards darn near, not every day, but pretty close to every day. And and so I mean, I always tell everybody around my home place here in work, Tanner, where we hunt, December 15th.
That's when it's gonna kick
If
off,
things
really.
aren't starting to
Yeah.
cook by December 15th, then
Yeah.
we're could be in, and I've got, I wouldn't say acres of corn, but I've got a bunch of corn here at the house, and it's, I mean, it's dry as a bone.
Yeah.
My
Yeah.
hired guy worked today, and we almost put pipe out. I almost laid pipe out today, and then I
Hearing
looked at
to
the
just
four.
pump.
Yeah, the ear push just pump out of the irrigation, and
Wow.
but I always struggle with that because I feel like I get ate out by the local birds, and there's not even really, I mean, and I wouldn't get completely ate out, but
Right.
I don't feel like there's enough birds here to justify flooding it right now. So I'm
Yeah,
gonna,
I
I, in
gotcha.
my opinion, I'm just gonna save my feed until we get our push of birds.
For sure, I agree.
You
Like
know,
right
and
now,
so.
right now, and I'm at a low enough level where they can't get to the corn. The corn crop was incredible this year. Super tall, big ears, tall ears. So, and it's still standing, like I don't have much blow over. So this is a really big year, and if they really want it, they got to really work for it right now, because I mean they pretty much got to jump up and knock it down almost.
Right.
So the local birds, and listen, we feed way more than we shoot, like everybody, like most places. Like if you have a place and you plant and you do all this stuff. You know, nobody's killing more than they're feeding. I can tell you that. I don't care where you are.
No.
Like
Yeah, I
there isn't a
think.
place, there ain't a place on earth that's killing more than they're feeding. There's no way.
And they're
I
night
mean,
feeding really bad right now too.
right,
yeah,
because
all
it's
night
so
long.
mild.
All night long.
Well, and goose just came back in, so I gave everybody, you know, that I know, like the I didn't say skybust, but I said if you want to take them taller and you think you can kill them, go for it if it's within your range, because they've been night feeding too, and they'll just wreck the place.
Well,
So
yeah, they get a little higher in a duck too, you know.
for sure, and they'll just bust stuff up. So we've shot a few at the start here. Oh my God, we had, you know, if anybody's listening or whatever, and you don't understand, like we have seven subspecies here. There is one subspecies that you cannot shoot, and it looks exactly like the other ones, just a little darker, and the bill's a little, you know, in the right zone of what they, you know, say is a dusky goose. But we had one break out of a flock last week, and I had like four or five guys at the club. My son Cole was there, and he just breaks out. I was calling, and he just broke out and just came straight down. And I'm like, oh, it's automatic dusky. And everybody's like, is it good? Is it good? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, no. And it comes right down, and literally the kill hole is not very big right now. And he just floats right into the kill hole, and he's just in the decoys at 15 yards, and I'm looking straight at him, and I'm like, that bill is so small, and I'm like, that's a shooter. And then so I step out, and I'm like, you know, trying to get it up. He will not go.
Oh.
So I just told somebody, I was like, well, if he doesn't want to leave, like he's gonna stay. So somebody just pound him. So
Right.
yeah, you could. I almost say that you could tell he looked mixed a little to me, but all the indicators were, you know, were not dusky. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they
Right.
all were not like bill, chest color, but it just acted, you know, I'm just like, man, that
Are
just a
you
dumb goose. I don't know.
saying mixed with a small, mixed with like a cackler, or mixed with
Yeah,
like a
like the like everything about it was just like what it did, like its characteristics. Like I told her I wouldn't let anybody shoot when it first dropped out, because he locked up so big I couldn't see, like his wings were touching his ass, and he just came right down, and I was like,
Yeah.
whoa. And it's like, yeah, and I don't know if they're I don't know if the Duskies are interbreeding with other. You know, they would with the honkers. I don't know if they're mixing in with others. I don't have that answer.
I
You
think
know what I
they
mean?
are. I think they are because it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I was out at the refuge and I was pulling callers from the spotting scope, sending
Yeah.
them in, just doing my, you know, thing. I like just kind of keeping a record, like seeing what
Sure.
I find, seeing how many times I see them.
Yeah.
And I'd seen probably three or four just leg bands that one of them I got the full numbers off of, and it was almost as light co it was as light colored as a Western,
Okay.
but the leg band said Cordova.
Really?
And I sent it to a buddy who's a bio, and I was like, what do you think? And they're like, oh, it's the breast color is being basically thinned out by UV light. It's essentially being oh my God, I can't even think of the word.
Bleached,
Like he's
basically, from
saying
the
bleach, thank you.
sunlight is the, what
Yeah.
did you say, Jeff?
Like bleach from the sunlight.
Yeah.
What?
And I was like, there's no, I go, honestly, I go, if that bird came into my spread, not knowing it's banded or whatever, I
Right.
would wax that thing in a heartbeat without even a second thought.
Right. Because of how light it is.
Because of everything that we've been taught, everything that we've been told,
That's what
the
I'm saying.
indicators check out.
Yes.
But then it's like you
Yes.
turn the band in and you're like, ooh, whoops, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think they
Well,
are.
let me
How in
tell
the
you a
hell?
little. Let me tell you a little secret about their this whole deal in the valley here. So, and I'm gonna say years. It was years and years ago, back in the heydays of the caller hunting here in the valley, and the blue collars and the yellow collars. And
Right.
anyways, we were on a hunt and we crippled a leg banded lesser. It was in the decoys. We flushed them. They flew out, came back over us a little tall. My buddy kept his eye on it, shot it 3 times. It crippled. Went over to another field where some people were hunting.
Yeah.
We watched it go down in the field they were hunting. So I jumped out of the blind and I said, I'll go grab it. Right. I mean, this is back in the card days where you had to fill your card out.
Well, for sure.
Right. So,
Put write the time down. If anybody doesn't understand this, like we had to have like a harvest card. You had to write down the time, what species it was, and then you have to go to the check station. They got to check so it's not you're not shooting a dusky. So go ahead. So all that,
I can
yeah, that's
actually
how
show
hard
you. Let
and
me see if I can
complicated this was.
I can find this thing. Let me see if I can find it. Anyways, they so I started walking over there, and then
Right.
this person goes over, grabs the goose, starts walking back to his blind, and I'm walking through the field and I'm, hey, trying to get his attention so he
Yeah.
doesn't walk all the way across the field. I don't gotta walk all the we can meet halfway.
Yeah.
And anyways, he doesn't, try to
Acknowledge you at
get
all.
acknowledge me nothing. And he goes back to the blind and he gets and I can see them all stand the group of guys stand over there talking, and they bring me back this goose. And let me tell you what, this thing is, I mean, it
They gave it to
is.
you then, or did they want to
Well, they
keep it?
gave me a goose, and this thing was as
Was
dusky
it
as they
black?
come.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you tell them,
Anyways,
no, bud, like that one had a collar and we watched it, like all that.
well, it wasn't collared, it was just leg banded, but it was a your very typical lesser, white chest
Gotcha.
lesser, I mean, it looked like a miniature honk, right?
They tried to
Just
trade you out for a dirty one.
And so, anyways, so I called him out on it. I said, anyways, long story short is I took that bird back, and this person I was hunting with that shot the bird, which, well, it was Jake Eels. I don't, you remember Jake Eels?
Yeah,
Jake's
absolutely.
passed now, but so
Yeah.
Jake takes this bird, and he's just madder than heck. I mean, he is so mad with this whole deal. And I mean, it is. I mean, he's got the chart for the chest colors, the paint chart.
Oh
I
yeah.
mean, he's
Oh yeah, I
looking
know
at it.
exactly
He's,
what you the Munsell chart. Yeah.
yeah, and he's like, oh my God, he's measured, got his calipers out, measuring the Coleman, and he's,
Yeah.
man, I mean, this thing is just stereotypical dusky to the core.
Yep.
And I mean, like I said, mind you, this goose walked around our decoys for 30 minutes before shooting time.
Yeah.
Right, because our 8
Yeah.
o'clock shooting time. So we had
Yeah.
no doubt it was leg banded for one.
Yep.
No doubt it was a lesser.
Right.
So he's like, oh man, I don't know what to do. And so I said, well, it's up to you. I said, but and jokingly, I said, you should take one of your lesser bands off your lanyard and throw on that bird and take it to the check station. And he's like, that's a great idea. And I said, I mean, I didn't think he'd do it. And he's like, man, I don't want to stuff this bird in a brush. I mean, I just, that's
Right.
not right. And I said, we'll see what happens. So he takes that bird in, and the Coleman link, when they measured it, the deal was 39.7. Okay. For the people that don't know, 40, between 40 and 50 our
Is
legal
dusky.
definition dusky,
Right, 40 to 50
right?
millimeters. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking a gnat's ass how you measure it.
Right.
Puts that leg band on it, goes in there. Oh man, that's the darkest lesser I've ever seen in my life.
If you
Right through the
go.
check station. Now
So.
it still would have passed because it was not legal definition, because the Coleman link is one of their main measurements,
Yes,
right?
that's number
And
one,
it
right?
was like a, I think it was like a 6 on the color chart, and like 7 was definite dusky. I can't remember exactly, but it was something like that. There were so many things that were like, he probably was going to get away with it regardless, but it was too close for comfort.
Yeah, I get it.
And I mean, now mind you, everybody, you're supposed to see that in the air flying.
Right,
When
you're
it
supposed to identify that.
right, when it's raining,
And dark and
and
right.
blowing 30 miles an hour.
So the other guys that kept the other one, right?
Yeah.
So,
Ironically, we caught up with them at the check station.
oh.
And ironically, they had a really light lesser with a leg band on it at the check station.
Go figure.
And I physically had to hold Jake Eels back because it wasn't about the band, it was about, and
It's about
we all know these
ethics.
people that I'm talking about,
Yeah.
but I'm not going to say any names because it's a long time ago and it doesn't matter. But we
Yeah.
all know the people, and they were all supposed to be our friends,
Yeah.
you
Well, it was
know.
a long time
So
ago, and it still matters, so that's bullshit.
sure. Well, it don't matter no more. It is what it's kind of funny now, but and so but
But that just
so
that's like an ethics thing, right? Like
right.
that's a, you know, 'cause
So to
listen,
say that
I've been at I've been somewhere where all of a sudden somebody sails a bird and it dies in the decoys, or you know, I've been on one of the lakes, you know, out of management, and somebody cripples a bird, it hits the bushes, and the guy doesn't have a dog, and I send mine and I go pick it up and I go take it to the guy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you
We've done
know,
it a lot. Yeah.
yeah, I mean that's the thing to do. Like I, you know, and whether it had a band or not, like that's just not mine. Like, so
Yeah.
that's, you know, that's not the way I'm going in all this.
Yeah,
So
no, I get it.
that's kind
So
of horseshit.
yeah,
So
it is what it is. So it's laughable now. I mean, that was 20 years ago, but
yeah.
you know, but to, back to the to say that those birds, I've argued for years. I was friends with a guy named Jeremy Minear. Jeremy was in the has a degree in fish and wildlife through Oregon State University.
Right.
He was in the check stations for almost 8 years.
So
Here at
he's
Linn
seen it
County.
all.
Well, he was at Linn County and Marion County at Brooks for a while. You probably would know him,
I mean,
but
those were the two
right.
busiest check stations, you know.
And I argued with him for years and years and years because he kept saying that these birds go to opposite areas with, into their breeding and nesting grounds. And anyways, and now he'll, back then, you know, all the data that they had didn't show that. And now he's like, oh, it's so messed up, you
Yeah.
know. And so anyways,
So,
but and there's some other things I think will come out in the next few years on these the studies they've done, you know, with our cackler numbers dropping off like they are.
oh, bud, for
Because
sure.
these guys are there's some good-minded guys looking into it. They're starting to find them some other places and get some band recoveries from some really far away places.
Yeah.
And
Well,
so
you and I have talked this about this. I think they're inching east. You know what I mean? Like, why is Bill Saunders and the guys down the Kennewick Tri-Cities area killing cacklers? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
it's starting to stretch east. You know what I mean?
Well, they've got a few band recoveries from the Fraser Valley off cacklers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, look at
Yeah.
what's going on. You know, and
Yeah.
I don't know why we went down. Like, we were at four, then we were at three, now we're at two. Now, you know, I'm not going to complain that much of being at a two goose limit, because we got three pintails. I'm happier about that than I'm sad about the geese. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, 'cause that, I mean, already that three pintail limit, I mean, we've already, you know, banged some numbers, you know, because we can shoot more than one. Like,
Yeah.
it's already awesome, you know, and we didn't even really get into them yet. They're not even here yet. And
Right,
I
right.
already see the difference of, like, you know, we don't have to sit on our hands after one group, right?
Right.
Like, yeah,
Tanner,
it's.
did you see much at the refuge the other day for pintail?
Yeah, there's quite a few out there.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I out there when I hunt the pothole, we've had some pretty decent groups of
Yeah.
pintails. I mean, there was one the other day that if a certain somebody didn't shoot, they probably would have done the deed. It was probably a group of like 25. I mean,
Little, yeah.
and they were
Little
just,
despot.
yeah.
Little
Yeah, somebody.
despot. I gotta plug my computer and it's dying, but go ahead. A little despot did it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few around. I mean, it's still early yet, and there's still not a lot of water for, I mean, they're big sheet water animals. I mean, they love that flooded annual, and hell, I mean, you only see them in like
Oh, for
fescue,
sure they
but
do. For sure they do.
until we get some serious weather, those pintails they're gonna be held up still. But
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, shoot, we didn't see hardly any. Well, I mean, all we saw was pretty much mallards, but I mean, usually you'll have a couple groups of pintails out there, and
Yeah. We killed two, and then we had that three pack that I was out of the blind that Steve didn't shoot at, all the
the
shots
bird
off.
watching group.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Bird
super
watching.
fun.
Oh yeah.
I'm sitting in a mud hut with a camera pressed against my
No,
face, watching these,
you're in a
or whatever that thing
Invisi
is,
chair.
Invisichair. What I
Yeah.
felt like your dog thought it was a dog blind.
He did. He thought that was pretty
Oh, and he
sweet.
kept going in and with him.
Yeah, I came out to get some footage, and I come back, and I'm like,
The dog's in
Jake,
there.
get out. And
Yeah.
he's just sitting there, and I'm like, bro, this isn't your, go to your place. Like, this is my place
Like we
today.
almost had to dump him out of it. He didn't even want to
Yeah.
leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they just kept
No.
watching him and watching him and watching him. And it was like, are you guys, I'm finally, I like sit forward and I like, look at Steven. I'm like, you guys see these birds? And he's like, yeah, these guys are just bird watching. And I'm like, well, somebody
Okay.
pull the trigger. Like, we've
Like
got
get
room.
it together.
When it was tough, they were we unfortunately had a northwest wind and that blind set up for a west wind or a south wind.
I gotcha.
And so they were coming off that right corner of the blind, kind of behind us. And you kind of had to be paying attention. So several
To
of the
really get
groups,
them. Yeah.
yeah, you kind of
Yeah.
there were several groups we had to shoot our best shots where they were coming over the top from behind us.
Yeah, that sucks.
And the
Which
end.
made for really good film too, as you could probably
Oh,
imagine.
yeah.
Well, at
Oh,
first
yeah.
I'm like, I missed the first like seven kills, and I'm like, hey, can we all get on the same page here for a second? I'm trying to like catch this stuff on camera, and I know that
Yeah.
you guys are trying to like, roll them up, but if we could all get on the same page and get them in front, that'd be great.
Oh, buddy, that's, yeah, been there, done that.
So.
Yeah. So it wasn't our best setup, but it was what we had, and
Hey,
we're,
you get what you get. Some days you just go. You know what I mean?
yeah.
Like, what are
I
you
mean,
gonna do? Like,
I think our best group we got five out of, I think. It was just one of those days. It was just, you'd call a shot on a four or five pack and you'd get two of them or three of them. And a couple of the guys we had, they're not, I mean, they hunt, but they're not hunters every day. And they were tough shots. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. They were,
oh, that's not an easy shot, right?
and I was watching, so I'm calling the shots, so I know where they're at. So it's a little different story for me. But,
For sure.
these guys are standing up and, trying to shoot out the blind backwards, and then the birds are out in front of them more than, I mean, it was tough. So, and then Tanner's over there trying to film, and he's just head spinning like a bobble doll, bobble, bubble head.
Yeah, that ain't no good.
I could have had my third band of the year if I was on the blind on the left side like I normally am.
That was on your side. That
I
was
very
100%.
that's the side that I typically hunt
That you
on.
sit on.
Yeah.
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 But
So,
that happens.
yeah.
I
Yeah.
have not seen a band this year so far.
Dude, there's been, when's this coming out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna put it out next week, so we're timely.
No.
So go
Okay.
for it. Like, as soon
Well,
as
it's
I
just,
turn this around.
I've seen so many bands this year in the valley, like, and I
I'll,
know
yeah.
Jeb's a little out of the loop on it, but like,
Yeah.
I have one. I know another guy that killed a 1-800 cackler,
Oh, wow.
another
Wow.
another mallard band across the trees from me at my lease at the owner's property, a band behind me, another band down the road. Like, they're just, it's, I don't know, it just seems, it feels like for the last like few years, I haven't seen that many around here, and
No,
then
we
all of a
definitely haven't
sudden,
seen any, really.
and
Yeah.
then all of a
Are they
sudden, it's
Alberta
like,
bands or were Alaska bands?
so the one I killed was, I killed it like the second week in November. It was an Alberta band banded in 22 or 23. The other one, Fern Ridge, The other Mallard band was a Savi's band, another Savi's band, and then one of them came from Yakima,
Oh, wow.
which
Yeah,
is
up on
kind
the
of,
reservation.
yeah, I'm
Yeah.
assuming it's up there by, I can't think, but it starts with a T.
Yeah, he was chasing a girl or got mixed with the wrong crowd.
I don't, the Alberta one made me scratch my head though, because I was like, man, we haven't had like,
We
I
haven't
mean,
had
they've
all.
had.
Yeah, I haven't seen some Alberta bands in years. Last couple of years, it's been Alaska bands. I don't know what's
Yeah.
gone on, but yeah, just
The
different.
Fairbank bands.
Yeah, just
Yeah.
weird stuff. So.
I haven't killed a Peace River band, and I mean, I think the last one I got was probably like, it was probably pushing 10 years ago.
Yeah, I would agree on that. I would agree
Yeah,
on that.
I it's my very first Mallard band was the Peace River Bird. I think I've killed a couple, maybe a handful in the meantime, but it's very far and far between
Yeah.
for sure. I
I'll
think
tell you what, though, I wasn't expecting it.
yeah.
Like, I was
Well,
just like, oh,
sure.
it's probably a Savvy's band. And then I got home
Yeah.
and I ran the number and I was like, oh, didn't
Yeah,
see
because I
that
was
one
going
on
to
my
say,
bingo
like,
card.
we get a push. It'll be from the biggest management area that's in Oregon is Savvy Island. So we get a push from there. Like birds will push out pressure or whatever. Then they'll just start trickling down, through the I-5 corridor, and we'll start picking up some bands here and there. So,
Well, you'd
yeah.
be surprised how many bands we kill around my place from Fern Ridge.
I don't doubt it. I don't
I mean,
doubt that.
they come. I mean, I'm only 45 minutes from there, but they come
But still.
up back up into the valley, a little molt migration or something. And we kill. I mean, we kill quite. I mean, for bands, say. I mean, we kill quite a few of them down there now that they're doing a project down there. But, and I think there's a lot more projects going on than there locally
For
than there
sure.
used to be.
Well, COVID killed everything, and then it was slowly coming back. So yeah, we missed all the you missed a couple of years with everything being shut down and whatever else. So yeah,
Right.
so we're just
But
kind of coming back. So
yeah.
for sure.
I seen a I think it was on I don't know on Facebook. I don't remember. A guy killed a band in Drake Widget the other day that was it I think he was in California. And I think it was a Savi was it a Savi's bird or was it a Summer Lake bird? I don't remember. I think it was a Savi's bird. A Ridgefield bird.
Oh yeah, Ridgefield. I've seen a bunch
Yeah.
of those too.
Yeah, those are Savi's bands. Yeah, that's the yeah. But anyways, I don't know. I don't know. There's who knows? You know, you just but you some
Just
years
roll
you
with it.
like for me, you go years. You go a year and you never kill one, and then the next year you kill five.
I was
And
gonna
you're like,
say, tread a little lightly on what you're saying. I went like 10 years, dude.
it's
Nine
been
years.
a little dry. It happens, buddy.
It's
Happens to the
okay.
best of us. Don't
Hey,
worry.
I'm still having fun. I'm not letting it
That's
ruin my
right. You
time.
just gotta keep grinding. You gotta
Yep.
keep grinding. One of the things I wanted to talk about, because Jeb even sent me a text, and I don't know if you saw it, but the amount of comments that I got off of
Oh.
Jet sitting in the boat after we got done like banging out like a three man. And it wasn't even really cold. And I know it doesn't have to be cold for hypothermia, but every like, man, I'd say 60 some percent of people were just ripping me about I don't know what I'm doing and I'm mistreating my dog. And that kind of hurts because I really, really, I don't pamper Jet. He is hardcore
Holy
and he
shit.
can take it. And I have seen hypothermia once years ago, and it scared the shit out of me. So I am like very in tune with the signs and what's going on. Like,
Yeah.
what people don't
He.
understand is Jet is so intense. He cannot sit still when we're hunting. His head is about to explode. He is on sensory overload. So he is like just a juggernaut, right? So when it's over, like when we put the guns away, like when we put the guns away and we get in the boat and we're going back to the ramp, like he's done. It's off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
That's what that video is like the perfect example of a tired, like a mentally tired and physically tired dog.
Yeah.
2 years ago, my dog got what I would say is like the early stages of hypothermia.
Sure.
And we were actively hunting. The water was wicked cold. I thought I had her out of the water. I didn't. And she just like started not like
Being interested.
she just wasn't there. And I was like, God, what's going on? And so I was like, she went and grabbed the duck and she just like dropped it and like started walking over. And I'm like, what are you? So I'm like hollering at her and then I'm beeping her and I'm like, what are you doing? And she's just kind of like, I'm like, what? And so I pick her up and she's shaking and I'm like, all right, maybe, you know. So I carry her all the way to my truck, turn the
Oh,
truck
yeah.
on, all that. But like, I mean, you're just getting, I mean, you're getting
I'm getting roasted.
ate alive. But
Oh, yeah.
Jeb, remember what I said? There's two things the internet loves. It is a video they hate and a video they love. And looking at the analytics that are visible to me, that's good stuff, dude. Like, regardless of like the what's happening on the other end of it,
We'll
like
take it.
that's the shit you want. I mean, you got 300,000 views on that. And I know like they're not like, oh, I love it, this is awesome. But I mean, that's absurd. Like, it just.
The craziest shit is, like I said, like I've been through a hypothermia scare. The thing about it is it was not that cold. It was the amount of time spent in the water is what it was, right? So, and that was my first time really seeing it. So I got an education. And you know what? You could probably read all the shit you want to read and do whatever, you know what I mean, and watch the signs and do whatever, but unless you see it, because we see these dogs go through everything, right? And they get tired and they just whatever, but there is a switch that gets flipped, like you said, like your dog was zoning out. That's the switch right there, like lack of interest, whining, just like, you know, not being able to keep their head. Like there's a lot of signs, and then there's like the real telltale signs. But you know, like I said, Jet was just like he was done for the day, and he just clocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We
God.
had about the same year. I know we've talked about it. We had the exact same scenario with the hypothermic dog, and I've never seen it before a day in my life. And until that day, I guess that I was aware of. But that Jet was nowhere near. I mean, from what I seen, from what I seen from that day when Jake, my buddy John's dog, had his episode. Young dog, the most incredible. He's like Jet, just a
Just a
spaz. I
ball,
mean,
just
just
right. Yeah.
buddy, just they're just if they could explode internally, they would. Just
Yeah, if
they're
they could
so
shoot them,
jacked,
listen,
right?
if they could drive there, put out the decoys and shoot them, they wouldn't even take us.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, and that dog was pretty lean. You know, so not a lot of
Yeah,
fat on him, but pretty
for
lean.
sure.
I mean, when you see it happen, there's no doubt I mean, now that you know, right?
That's what I'm
Now,
saying, right?
right.
All the shit you could read, right? All the stuff that they like, all these doctors and vets and everybody like tells you like what the signs are and whatever. Like, you know, you're like, oh, he's shivering. Like, really? Like the dog shivers all
Yeah.
the time, right?
Yeah, I
Or
mean,
it's like
he
it's
well,
cold
and
under his
last year.
ears, or you know, there's some signs that aren't real signs because they're there
Right.
kind of a lot.
Right. So when you were here last winter hunt with me, I mean, that dog was dry and was trembling twice that bad
For sure.
because he was so excited to be out there. I
Yeah.
mean, hadn't
Yeah.
even been in the water yet, and he was just, oh, gotta go, you know.
Yeah, there's steam coming off him. He's like on
Yeah.
fire inside for
So
sure. Like that's what he lives for more than we do. Like, and I don't even think that was possible.
right.
So yeah, like
Yeah.
taking heat on that, like whatever. Like I know, you know, I know what I do with my dog, and I don't, you know, I don't need anybody else's, you know, opinion or what. Say what you want.
Right.
Like, you know,
Yeah.
he's drying the boat, the heater's on him if it's cold. He gets dried off before he goes in the kennel. He gets treats. He gets taken care of at all the clubs. He's high and dry. Wherever we go, he's high and dry. So I mean, that's the thing. You just got to keep him out of the water. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the vest, like somebody made a comment like the vest doesn't fit him, and I'm like, okay, like holy crap, like I was just like getting it, and I was just
The
like.
best comment on there was, well, he got wet under the vest. What? The dog is swimming in the water. He's gonna, do you not know how a dry suit works? Like, what are we
No,
doing here?
the best comment is, all it takes is a decoy bag over his back.
I saw that one too.
What
I
exactly
saw
are
that one.
we? What? I'm sorry. Did I miss the train on that? What's the decoy
Mario,
bag for?
final approach. You need to come out with a deluxe decoy bag dog warmer.
Yes.
The dog vest, the dog vest is like, I couldn't believe that one because I was like, all dog vests don't fit tight enough where no water is going to get underneath, right?
It's not a
So I'm just
wetsuit.
like, okay. And I'm like, so I'm just reading that one and I just let that one fly. So then I'm just like, I was just lost. And I was just like, I'm not gonna respond. I did respond once under like final approach. And then I was like, I need to respond under my name. So then I went in and I only responded twice just to let everybody know that like Jet was more than okay. I've been through like hypothermia once. I've seen it. I know the signs and like, just to like let them know that. But, I wanted to comment a lot more, but then I always go back to one thing. I learned one thing from Buck Gardner, and actually Buck just passed away a couple weeks ago. So, and everybody, put stuff out there about Buck, and I worked for Buck for a few years. And when the forums and all the shit were just starting out, like he had one comment and he said, listen, he said, don't comment back to these people. And he said, here's the reason why. He goes, if you get into a fight with a skunk, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, you're still going to smell like a skunk.
That's pretty good
So
advice.
I try to adhere to that, unless you're really like coming at me and I got to just be like, hold up, like you got to back off. But I just took it on the chin on some of those, and I just wanted to say, hey, Jet's great. He was fine that day. He hopped right out of the boat and right in the pickup, took a piss. Like he's got zero problems. But it went wild. I did not think like a dog boat ride video would go like that stupid.
Always the ones you don't expect. That's what they say.
For sure. It's always the ones. Like I could try to plan like, oh, let's get a bunch of views on this. No. No. And I definitely wasn't. You know what I mean? I'm just going, hey, this is just our life, right? This is what we do.
Right.
So,
Right.
yeah, I mean, these guys on like TikTok and Instagram and everything, I mean, they all have something to say. Like I made a video like a
Sure.
couple weeks ago about like rigging up my decoys. I
Oh,
was putting
yeah.
my Texas rigs on my new FA mallards and stuff, and I was
Yeah.
just like, they got a hole on each end, and I was like, I always just rig mine in the front. It's just what I do.
I
And I was like,
commented on
oh.
that because I love that. I sit in the garage and I rig mine like I go one in the front, next one's in the middle, next one's in the back. I just go through because I want everything going whatever. Because when you look at a spot, like shit's doing whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I want to be as just
And these
nonchalant
guys
as can
just
be.
absolutely berated me. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you guys. Like, I'm not hunting. Like, it could blow 15 miles an hour where I hunt at. And like, it doesn't matter. None of them face the same direction. Like, and I was like, and even if, like, I'll throw 5 dozen out and I'm like, oh, those six are all right next to each other and they're all facing the same way. Oh, look, those 10 are too. I better go move them. I'll just half hitch the other side. I'm like, I don't care how you guys do it, but like, and then everybody's like, well, I do 60-40, or I do 10%, or I do, and I'm just like,
And
you
everybody's got their
guys.
stuff, which is cool, right? Like, cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing that I always say, and this goes from everybody in every hunting community ever. And it's like, you know, listen, I know you have your opinion and I know you want to voice your opinion, but you know what? Somebody hunts here differently than you hunt, and it's okay. There's no reason to climb up his ass about something about rigging decoys. Just be like, hey, Tanner, I rig mine 60-40, or sometimes I do this. Hey, bud, thanks for the comment. Instead of, you're doing the shit all wrong. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? All the
Yeah.
birds need to be going this way, and I've been doing this forever, and I know everything, and we've killed every duck that's ever come near our spread. And it's like we're not about that. Like, that's not what it's about. And it's always hunters on hunters. You know what I mean? Because there's some famous guys here, and Jeb knows who I'm talking about, that will jump on and like rip some kid at the management area that shot like a mallard hen and a friggin' spoonbill hen or some shit, or a buffle head, right? And it's like, man, why you post a picture like that? You know, and just chirping him to death. And I'm like, and I always go back to the same shit. What if that guy can only hunt one day this month and he got out and he shot two birds? He shot legal birds. He shot two. He got them. He's gonna go home and cook them or turn them into jerky or whatever he's gonna do. Why you gotta be mad at him? Why do you have to throw shade on a person, like whether it's a girl, a guy, a young kid? Like, why do you have to throw shade on a person like that? Like,
Yeah.
that's what I always never understand. And I'm lost.
It
Oh
makes me
my God,
wonder
you have
how
your
much
douche
shit
card. I see
people
it.
talked about me with my spoonbills.
I found that in a actually, I think that might have been my dad's
My God.
card.
I'm gonna have to, you know what? I'll go and post that one of these days and go, dude, this is how we used to hunt geese over here.
God,
Yeah.
those are the good old days.
Fill out the card and go to the
God.
drive 40 minutes to the check station and you know, write
Yeah.
it in.
Yeah. 40 minutes from the opposite way of home.
That was the
Oh,
worst.
absolutely.
That was the worst thing
Absolutely.
about it, is it's like you
Yeah.
hunt like when we would hunt in like say like Jefferson, you'd have to
Oh.
go all the way to almost Corvallis just to have
Yeah.
somebody look at your birds, and it's like,
Or if you
oh.
were hunting at Ankeny, because that's Marion County, you'd have to go
Yeah.
to Clear Brooks.
No,
Yeah.
you could go to Polk County.
Well, at the end,
Well,
yes. Not
yeah,
at
at
the
the
very
end.
beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even
Well,
then,
and
going from Ankeny to Polk County, I mean, you're still it, that's a long ways away.
yeah.
Well, it's the club's
Buddy, my
5 minutes
Chris.
from my house, and then Marion or Yamhill was 35 minutes one way.
Yeah.
So I just told my guys, like, if you're gonna shoot geese at the club, like it's on you. Like, if we're gonna shoot geese, we're gonna go in the field and we're gonna rip them. We're gonna rip a 40 piece. You know what I mean? We're gonna tear their ass up because I'm not going to the check station unless I got four birds, right?
Right,
And it's
right.
like, I'm not shooting one goose at the club at 4 o'clock and then I got to drive down in traffic. I'm not even, I just didn't shoot geese then. I was done.
Yeah. Back when Carl and I were kids, I mean, we couldn't drive. And Carl's mom, we went goose hunting out in Turner, and we got some geese, and we filled our check cards out. We drove. Do you remember they had where the G.I. Joe's was on, was it Commercial Street?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
We drove all the
Commercial,
way
was
in
it
there.
Commercial Ave or Commercial? I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but anyways, we drove all the way in there to the goose check station at G.I. Joe's, and they were closed.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
We're just like, I mean,
Oh my
we
God.
lost our minds. So we didn't know what to do. I mean, we're just kids. Carl's mom's like, ah, you know, because you remember you used to have to call the 1-800 number
Yes.
to see if they were still open, because they would close if they got a dust too many
Yes, you had
duskies.
to check in the morning if it was closed, right?
Correct.
Oh,
And we I
shit.
don't remember what the deal was, but whatever reason, it was closed. And Carl and I thought we were going to prison. I mean, we thought we were done for. We called the state cop, and he met us there,
He
and
did?
he met us there and said,
Awesome.
I just want to tell you boys, I mean, it was a very, very good experience. Yeah, I just
Oh,
tell you
yeah.
boys, you know, that,
Good job.
you know, blah 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 blah, and we drove away, and he we got they met he initialed our goose cards because we didn't have time to get new ones.
Right?
right? And so he
So he
initialed
signed
them.
off so you can go and get them checked the next day or whatever, right?
So the next deal, yeah. So he
Next
took our
hunt day.
geese. He did take our geese,
He did.
which we were fine with that. But I mean, if we're gonna get out of trouble, here's our geese,
Oh, for
right?
sure.
And
Oh my
anyways,
God.
and because I mean, Carl's mom, she made us call, and we were just petrified. And
Oh
anyways,
my
but yeah,
God.
no, that. So yeah, they were closed, and I don't remember if it was a. I don't remember what the deal was. If it was just between periods, or if
Yeah.
it was they closed season on us in Marion County because they could close it by county, remember? And
Yeah, I do remember
anyways,
that.
but yeah. So anyways,
We
but
need to
yeah.
probably do a we probably need to do a whole podcast on just like walking through that whole era of goose hunting. Because I remember, listen to this, I'm at a show. This is when I worked for Buck. This is a long time ago. I'm at a trade show and Daryl Weiss, remember him from Real Geese? Remember the silhouettes
Yeah.
way back in
Yep.
the day? So we walk in the booth and Buck knows Daryl, and they're because Daryl used to guide up in Canada too. So they're just jawing back and forth. And he's like, do you run these? And I go, no. I go, I can't run them. I can't run them by me. And then he literally says out of nowhere, I've met this guy for literally 10 seconds. He goes, I bet you're gonna give me some bullshit that you hunt the hardest geese in the United States. And I go, actually, I'm gonna tell you that is a f-. And he goes, bullshit. And he starts ripping me a new ass, and I don't even know this guy from 2 seconds. And I go, bud, it's all good. And I just walked away. And I'm like, he has no clue what we had to go through, like 10 years ago. Like, and this was like early. This would have been like 06 or 07. This would have been in that zone, right? And it was like, he had no clue, and he was all hung up on like me not using silhouettes. And I'm like, dude, you can't use silhouettes here. Not the way the birds work here. They all work right over you. I don't have any
Right.
honkers up here. I saw one honker in the last month here.
We
Like,
killed we seen three Saturday and we killed all three of them. So there's,
there's we
four
got
in the
that going
valley.
for us. Yeah.
There's four in the valley.
I'll send that one
Yeah.
down south so we could shoot them later on.
Right.
You know
Right.
how jealous I am of the guys in the Midwest that
Oh, buddy, just
literally
shoot them.
just well
Just shoot
that and
them.
like they have their call they have their lanyards and there's like one duck call and like one goose call and you're like
Isn't
really
that
cool.
something?
You're walking
Yeah.
out with your you've got your cackler call, your just in case spec call, you've got your and you're just like, my God, like
Dude,
yeah,
I.
your big Canada call, your lesser call, your
You've got
your Highlander.
everything. And then you've got like your double read and your scene, and then you got your whistle, and then you're like, oh shit, I got my dog today. I better put
You
my
know what? I have my
remote on
lanyard here.
here.
I'm gonna grab it. I have to because it's a shit show. It is a shit show. Let me get it. Yeah, this is a whole conversation right here. Okay. So let's go. Let's start over here.
Just a zoo.
Wood duck call, okay? Because they never come to it, but it makes me feel better. Regular duck call. Honker call, dog whistle, our whistle for every duck that we have here. Oh, don't worry, we're not done. We have more.
Ziploc bag of extras.
Just in case the spec comes. Just in case the snow comes. My real cackler call when they really come. My crow call, I love those. And backup whistle. So one, two, three, four, five. That's 11 calls.
And then you got to
I
put your
don't know what
remote.
I'm doing.
You got to put your dog remote in the mix of all that too.
Oh, the dog remote is right in the middle of it, getting tangled
Right.
on everything. And you know what? You
Right.
know what's the best thing? Lay in a layout blind and try to grab for one of your calls.
Hey, you know what?
The struggle.
I would like to put an official I don't know if it's I would say it's official complaint or official like notice that
Let's go for it.
final approach pro guide blinds are shrinking.
They're shrinking.
They are that it's the weirdest thing because I found out I had hunted in the layout blind in about Well, outside of September season.
Right. In a
And
long
you
time.
don't, I mean, you got enough brush and corn in a cornfield that
Sure.
you don't even really have to have them closed. But
Yeah. Yeah.
I was laying at them there in North Dakota this last couple weeks ago, and there's not a lot of room left in those things.
What one were you in?
Oh,
Were you in a
I'm just
knockout or
getting
were you in an
bigger.
eliminator?
No, I'm a pro guide.
Oh yeah, you need to be in a just a knockout. A knockout's a little wider and you got more room. Dude, do I have to break out the TKO XL for you?
Yeah, he's got big hips.
Well, so
Big.
what I found is I had no problem if I could just lay in there.
Yeah, but you got to get all the way down.
Well, I had to get my call, like to get my
Yeah,
hands
for
up to
sure.
run a honker call,
For
double
sure.
hand,
Oh yeah.
and
Well, we're not used
the
to that all
blinds.
that shit.
We got all, most of our blinds are, a couple of them are. I had one of the new ones,
Oh my
and
God.
it's pretty tight, the doors and
Yeah.
everything. We
Yeah.
finally did some adjustment and made things better, but I would shut the one door and I get it all closed, start calling, and I'd move just right, the door flop open,
Oh yeah,
and
you
I
got
said,
oh yeah, for sure. You got to tilt the things down on the footrest, tilt them up so the
right.
doors are that
But I
does it.
told Steve, I said, I used to lay in here with my damn dog.
I know.
I used to
I
lay in
know.
here with an 80-pound dog, and now I can't even fit my own fat ass in there. I mean,
When
it's just, I mean, it's crazy.
we would be in the winter wheat fields and there's like one brush row, I wouldn't take the dog blind. I would put the dog behind, this was my other dog, Money. I would put Money behind the headrest. He would crawl in, put his head right here, and we'd pop up and we'd bang away and he would just watch and then go. Like,
Oh, man.
because there was no way to put him the dog blind was too tall almost.
Right. But
Ugh.
that, yeah, but that, but laying in there and that, you were talking about your blinds laying in there, your calls falling off.
Well, everywhere.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's
Yeah.
no answer for that. And I'm not gonna wear like one of those things where it's like here's like a pencil protector like for all my.
Right. But Tanner was saying he's jealous of the guys in the Midwest of their one or their two call deal.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of being able to go into the middle of a court, a cut cornfield,
Oh yeah.
and throw three A-frames up together with 9 or 10 guys in it and just beat them down.
Listen,
I remember.
the only thing I'm jealous of is literally driving all my shit out in a trailer,
Right.
open the door, pushing it all out, setting it up, and going to park the truck. And even if we're in layouts or whatever, like we're not slogging through the mud and the beer and the
No.
blood, like whatever. It's
Right.
just straight. And then literally, like Tanner said, geese are coming. We're shooting all of them. I'm not looking at any of them. I'm just
Yeah.
shooting
Right.
them. Like,
Or I shoot the.
aside from what you said, they can keep all that other shit because we get 107 days, seven mallards, no mojos. Like, it's the best. And for everybody that says, "Well, I want to use mojos." No, you don't. Don't bring that shit over here.
I don't know.
Keep that everywhere else. I don't want it.
It is nice. There is a, I mean, I agree with it to an extent, but it is really nice to go use them for 2 weeks or 10 days, 7 days, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, and you're, I don't know.
But
There,
here's
I
the
want
thing.
quiver magnets.
That's what I
Here's the
want.
thing.
If we were able to use them, I think we are the last state, correct? Is Washington still a no, or we're the last state?
Washington's still manual, and then
Okay.
I think California has a split.
Like December 1 or something. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, it's
yeah.
something weird like that.
So we're the last two, But here's the thing, I always go back to that. Like you're talking about the actual spinning wings, like the motion, right? Like you're not banning the motion, you're just banning the batteries,
Yeah.
right? So don't tell me you were killing too many birds, or don't give me some line of BS that this is what it's doing, because you're not banning the actual motion, right?
You're
You're still we
right.
still getting the same mo so don't tell me that. You just want to ban the batteries, and I get that. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't use spinners all the time, but it would be nice to just like turn it on and turn it off. Like that, like,
I agree there.
and
The
all the
problem is
like all the
you
water
make them
motion.
motorized, then like every it just it turns into oh, I'm running nine mojos today, and you're like, oh, I have one or two. I have one or two. Like, why do you have nine?
Listen, no shit. Go to Idaho. This is years ago. This is like 29, 20, 2009, 2010, whatever. I hunt with a couple guys. I love them to death, but this is the way they hunt. They break out 2 dozen duck decoys. There's nine spinners.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And they're like, yep. And there's like motion ones, this, that. I mean, it's just like, I shouldn't say nine spinners. It was nine electronics. I think it was five spinners and like four motion decoys. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's overkill. We plowed them. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we ripped
Right.
them, right? But it's like, it would
Right.
be nice to just turn something on and off and not have the dog get caught in it or whatever else. Like, we leave our spinners out at the club, right? Our pull strings. I have come into the club and found a dead mallard wrapped in the string from the night before, strangle herself in it. That has
Yeah.
happened.
W we at we're at one of the refuges down here and had a group of teal go through in the dark, right, within 15 minutes of shoot light, and we had a teal get caught in it. I mean, we just walked down there and grabbed her and unwrapped it off her wing and turned her loose.
Yeah,
But I
but
mean,
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, just insanity. So,
yeah.
yeah,
No, I agree with it. I mean, I'm glad we don't have them, and then other times it's nice if we use them. And I have them, and it's always funny because guys that I don't hunt with a lot, they come over to the house, and I got them hanging up in the loft, and they're like, "What are those?" And I was like, "Oh, the mojos or whatever, And they're like, "What do you use those for?" And I'm like, "Well, Idaho, North Dakota, you know what I mean?"
For
And
sure, for
stuff,
sure.
and
When you're going somewhere, right?
yeah. So, but I mean, I put them way up. I try to get them up out of sight and out of mind for people because,
For sure.
I don't want anybody to think we're using them. But no, it's yeah, no, I mean, it's just we're back to the snow goose deals. We'd just be fine. We could kill them without them. We don't
For
need
sure.
them. And, we just, it'd be, yeah, sometimes it'd be nice to have, but then it wouldn't, and so, but that, I mean, the North Dakota, there was guys five, six, seven spinnies running out there in their
Oh,
decoys. And,
I've seen it in a field. It's deadly for
and
sure. Yeah.
we probably had, well, two of our probably best shoots, we never even turned them on in North Dakota. We just
There's those
we set
days
them
for sure.
we set them out, and the birds were just doing it just absolutely ridiculous, and we're like, why turn them on? Why
Yeah,
change
you probably
anything?
just ruin it.
And we just left them off, and we just pounded them. And I mean, we had good wind, and I mean, the birds wanted that spot, and it was out of the wind, and it was one of those things. But when we ran traffic out in a couple of the cornfields, doing a couple of big sloughs, we ran them, and
For sure, that
you
helps.
definitely, matter of fact, it was kind of weird. First time I've ever had it, we had wood ducks decoying into them.
That happened to me in Colorado once, for sure.
Yeah. So,
All right,
but
well,
yeah, I
we've been
never.
yipping long enough. Tanner's got stuff to do. Like, I think we need to do one on just like the goose hunting from back in
I
the
just
day.
got
I
to
think
switch
we
rooms. Give me one sec.
Yeah,
I'll
well,
sign off with
we're
you
gonna
guys.
close it down right now. So if
Oh,
you want to
perfect.
go, you can go check out Tanner Blind Chatter Podcast. Go over to those guys' channel, check him out, check Jeb out, go do that. But yeah, I think we do one on just goose hunting, like what used to go on here, because I don't think people really understand it unless you're from here. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep, I would agree with that.
I think it would be insane because people would be like, "You got to do what?" Like, man, it was just something we had. You know what I mean? It was just one of those things. So, yeah. So who knows?
What are you going to put your kid to bed, Tanner?
No, I was up by her. I was up in the spare room. So, but now you guys can
Oh.
see why I don't want. Oh, it's blurred. Oh, I got my one. Oh, it's still blurry. Whatever.
Oh, you're.
I got
Oh,
my
there. I
snow.
saw it. I saw it. I saw it.
That's all I need. Everybody else can keep them.
Yeah. That's all you
You
need is
just need
one
to
snow.
go to North Dakota and shoot some blues, mix in with it.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
That honestly, that's probably the only reason I go back there to snow goose
There's a
hunt.
ton of blues through there.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. It's
It's awesome.
maybe over 50-50 in certain
It
groups.
so Saskatchewan, it's pretty wild. It's pretty cool to
Yeah.
see. Yeah.
It's neat. I like it back
Yeah.
there. Even but in the funnel, Boy, they're nasty looking bastards in the fall.
No, you got it's the spring. You got to shoot them for sure. There's
Yeah,
no doubt.
man, I
I
was
wouldn't even shoot
excited.
one
I
in
mean,
the fall.
I think we're
No.
back. We might have only seen about a dozen of them that were mature.
No, they were all scurfy in the fall. They look like they
Yeah.
just been rolling around in dirt, and then they come back in the spring, and you're like, "Oh my God, yeah,
Yeah.
pretty
Yeah.
awesome."
Well, thanks for having us on.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we'll
man.
catch up again. We got lots of season to go here, so lots to do. So yeah,
Yeah.
we'll do
Well,
that.
maybe
For sure.
when you're here in January, maybe we can put together a deal on the goose hunt.
Yeah, for
That'd be
sure.
fun.
Yeah, we might do that. That'll work.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, big thanks to everybody that Blind Chatter Podcast for being on, and the guys Jeb and Tanner and Federal Ammunition and Weatherby and the guys at Rogers Sporting Goods and Leupold, and we even had some stuff from Dogtra this year. They've been doing stuff and keeping Jet rocking and rolling. So yeah, lots going on. So all right, thanks for being on, you guys. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having
All
us,
right,
man.
talk to you
Appreciate
guys
it.
soon. That's the FA Podcast for today. Thanks for checking it out.